All right, I think it's 6:30 and we have a quorum. So let's get started. This is a special meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. We have one item on our agenda for this portion of the meeting. At the start of the meeting, we have from Ward 1, Councillor Greenberg, from Ward 2, President Albright, from Ward 3, Councillor Wright. I thought I saw Councillor Wright. Did she disappear?
She's there.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're right in the middle. Sorry for me. From Ward 3, Councillor Wright. From Ward 5, Councillor Humphrey. From Ward 6, Vice Chair of the Committee, Councillor Noel. And from Ward 8, Councillor Ryan. I'm Chair of the Committee. From Ward 4, Josh Prinzman. As always, the meeting is being audio and video recorded. The one item on our agenda is item 323-21. This is a request to set the early voting hours for the September 14th preliminary election. Joining us to present the recommendation is the acting, I believe, City Clerk, Mr. Chris Sullivan. You there, Chris?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Can hear you fine. Go right ahead.
Great. I'll make this nice and easy because I know you have another place to be very shortly. Sorry you can't see me. I don't have a camera on, but this is just to propose our early voting dates. We are planning on setting them September 7th through September 10th, beginning at 8:30 in the morning, going until 5 o'clock in the evening on those dates. This will be early voting in person, located at City Hall during our work hours.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan. Am I correct that the current state law requires us to have early voting hours?
Yes. Yeah, we can actually, we are able to have them because they've extended all the COVID restrictions. So we are now able to have us now in person, which is really great and it's a benefit.
Thank you. And for the benefit of the committee members, as you recall, we didn't know until I think it was the end of July, if I'm not mistaken, or actually midway through August, whether there would be a preliminary election. Of course, you have to have more than twice as many candidates for a given office in order for there to be a preliminary. So we had to wait until the end of the signature gathering process and the validation of the signatures to see who had qualified for the ballot and whether a preliminary was necessary. If I'm not mistaken, it is the mayoral race.
Yep, just mayoral.
Just the mayoral race. President Albright.
Thank you. Chris, I wrote you yesterday. You may not have had a chance to see it. And it's related to this in that I had the question asked of me yesterday, since the election really starts early by virtue of mail-in voting and early voting, shouldn't the sign date, the date for signs to go up be when the earliest part of the voting starts rather than the actual day people go on that Tuesday and vote? Is there any reason not to have the signs go up as soon as early voting starts or mail-in voting starts?
Can I just ask, are you referring to lawn signs or the sandwich boards?
Lawn signs. And I'm talking about shouldn't we start counting the 45 days back from when the mail-in voting starts?
I'd have to like consider that. I mean, it's a very good question. It's never been proposed before, considering we've never really had early voting hasn't been around for terribly long, but it is something that I have to like look into to see if it's something we can like now offer as the election laws are changing, elections in general are changing. I can't imagine there'd be a big, you know, push against that. I don't see why we couldn't, in all honesty.
We do have a pending docket item on this topic, so we might want to save that discussion for that meeting, I think, Mr. Chairman.
Are we having that meeting on that topic soon? Because candidates are asking me, why can't they put signs up as soon as the voting start, or, you know, 45 days forward or back from when the voting starts? And to me, that makes sense. So maybe, Chris, you could talk to the law department, talk to the whoever you need to talk to see what the answer to that question is.
Sure, I can definitely do that for you.
Thank you very much.
And Councillor Humphrey, I'll have to check my notes on when we had Nathan and I kind of went over a schedule for the rest of the year. And I think I even sent that around, but I'll check when that was on for. And if we need it to be sooner, just let me know. Okay. Councillor Wright.
Just a quick question. So when is mail-in voting for the November race?
When the dates we're going to set for that?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to probably target similar dates to what we're doing right now, usually the week before. We haven't said anything just yet because we might potentially have a new clerk in the city at that point in time. So whoever that person will be, will probably likely keep it the same, or they might choose to extend them out or change the hours. So it might be up to that clerk to make a decision on what the early voting is for the November election will be.
Councilor Ray, you said mail-in voting. Did you mean early voting?
No, mail-in.
Yeah, well, right now, mail-in voting, the applications are going on right now, cover September and November. So it goes until the end of the year, and they expire on December 15th of this year.
But we don't know. So going out right now, so the actual voting card is going out right now for November?
No. This is for September. We're doing everything in September election. We don't know when the November ballots are going to arrive because they have to be printed and delivered. So hopefully it'll be delivered a good amount of time before the election so we can get on that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. I don't see any other questions. Did someone want to make a motion to approve?
Happy to make a motion.
Councilor Noel, is that a motion to approve?
Yes, please.
All right. Councilor Noel has moved approval of 323-21. Any discussion on that? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. I believe that's 7-0 with Councilor Baker not present. That concludes this portion of the meeting. We are going to meet in full council at 6:45. Cassidy, are you on here? Do you know, are we adjourning this and meeting again at 7, or are we just pausing this meeting?
Yes, you can adjourn this meeting. We had two separate agendas, so we can adjourn this one and then wait to start the council meeting at 6:45.
Okay, great. Just wanted to be sure. So at this point, we will adjourn programs and services. I think it's actually the same meeting room, so folks can stay on for 7 or 8 minutes. But procedurally, this programs and services meeting is adjourned. We will, I will see you all in 8 minutes to reconvene for full council. And then remember at 7 o'clock, programs and services is getting back together for a new meeting. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.